This is Sabrina Schneider, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. It's Farmingdale softball.
Ready, go.
Am I supposed to say something?
You're supposed to say that. He's not.
Oh, okay.
Sabrina.
Don't put that in because you said my last name wrong.
No.
Schneider Pretzels.
What is it? This is Sabrina Schneider and...
Farmingdale State softball player.
Okay, got it.
Isn't he just telling you where you...
Hold on. Let's give me a second. All right. So, this is Sabrina Schneider, Farmingdale State softball player, and you are listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
One take.
Boom! The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of Peace Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their prospective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we're simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today, we got two special guests. We got Ralph the Ref here from RefereeRant.com helping
Hello.
Out just to make it a little more fun.
Yeah.
And we got my girl, Sabrina Farmingdale, softball superstar, also a trainer here with me at East. What's going on?
What's up?
We got Ralph here as well. He wanted to, I think, ask some fun questions now that you're a trainer here working with me pretty much every single day. Let's just start with, how do you like it?
Honestly, I really love it. Like, it was one of the, like, best decisions that I've made so far. Definitely, like, tackling full-time school and another part-time job. Like, I'm actually, like, happy with it. Like, I enjoy coming here every day.
So when you first started training here, let's talk about that first experience. When we first met, you came as a client.
When I first came, I remember I came with Anastasia, and I was so shook because I didn't even know about this place. I didn't know, like, what it entailed and everything, and I just remember seeing the videos on Instagram. I was like, whoa, like, I don't know if I can do all of that, but it was definitely worth it. It was definitely hard, but it was definitely worth it. I'm glad I came.
Yeah, so that's how we first met. Shout out to Anastasia. She's also a trainer here. She plays pro basketball overseas. She's not here right now. She'll be back in December. Then, you know, you kind of I just asked if you'd be interested in, you know, in training and learning. And I think the best education really in this field is the experience. You go to all the schools in the world and get, you know, all the certifications for training. But I think the best way to learn is, you know, physically being here and seeing, you know, how people work out, seeing the
exactly.
routines that we put together. What was that first like when you first started helping me to where now where you run a class by yourself?
When I first started helping you, I remember I was helping with the adult classes. So that made me a lot more nervous because I had never even seen, like, their faces before. It wasn't like I recognized anyone. So when you told me I had to wake up at 5 in the morning, I was like, whoa, maybe I should think about this again before I say yes. But once I started getting to know everybody, that just in itself made it a lot easier than you just giving me the confidence and saying, like, you're fine. You do this every day by yourself when you work out, you know. You can tell other people to do it. It's okay, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think college athletes, you know, definitely, you know, I was a college athlete myself. I think, you know, you guys experience working out. So you've done it, you know, your whole life. You know what to do. You know what routines to do. It's really now then, you know, transferring that to being with the athletes. What is it like with the athletes, you know? I think a huge part of training and everything, really, coaching, just in life, is all relationships. You know, I know some really, really good trainers, but sometimes they just don't relate with the kids. I think it's all about the relationships you build. You know, what is that like now that we have so many athletes here? You know, how many new people you met now, you know, you kind of being, you know, a role model to some of these younger, you know, high school kids that come. How was that, you know, role for you, you know, now just that you've been here where you really never had that, you know, role before?
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it. Like, I've gotten a lot closer with a lot of the athletes, like, that come here every single day just because they want to. Like, I feel like as I started working here more, I've realized that for a lot of the high school kids specifically, this is like a safe space for them. Like, they just come here to have a good time and put some work in, and they know that if they mess up, it's going to be okay. Or if they want to try something that they know might be too hard for them, it's okay if they might not be able to do it, you know. And it just showed me that it's just okay to not be that perfect ideal athlete all the time, you know. It's always room to improve and be better.
Yeah, I think that's great, and something that, you know, you learn from too every day, just being around different kids and, you know, different athletes who have different goals, you know. But you're not necessarily going to college for training, but is this something that, you know, you really enjoy, that you would, you know, possibly think about doing as you, you know, get older?
Definitely. After working here, it definitely opened my eyes. There's definitely a lot more opportunities in life than you would think just off of college major, you know. There's a lot of more broad perspectives and job opportunities that can be had.
I want to ask you something, Sabrina. So I've been in the background taking pictures, and I sometimes see you here. And first of all, I think Mike is such a special trainer, and I'll tell you why. When I think about all the times that I've, you know, I'm NASM certified, and I think about all the trainers that I've met over the years, it's like they have a specific type of, like, motivation. Like, you can do it, and they're all in your face, mm-hmm. and they need to. Mike ain't like that at all.
No, not at all.
Mike's trying to find the perfect song to play. Mm-hmm. And to me, what's so special about East Fitness LI is this reverse peer pressure. And you tell me if this is true.
No, I agree completely. Before
it's reverse peer, you see a Division I athlete, yes. and you like, okay, I want to do that footwork.
And especially because I think that it was a great idea that whenever you decided to start, like, recording the kids and posting them on Instagram and stuff, it motivates us a lot more. Like, for example, me coming here, I don't like running. I do not like running, but I'm seeing all these lacrosse girls and these soccer girls running in circles, and then Mike starts recording me. I can't walk.
I mean, you could.
I have to. No.
You could.
I mean, I could, but.
But they're going to say sniper.xo ain't working hard. Yeah.
Not at all. They're gonna come for me. So I just feel like that reverse peer pressure definitely takes a toll, too, because it's like, oh, I want to be like her. I want to work like how they're working. Like, he's not going to yell at me if I'm not working. You know, I pay to come here,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. What was the genesis of you starting to do these 15-second reverse peer pressure stories on Instagram?
I don't even know. It started with, you know, my guy Ash, who plays now with the Long Island Nets. I don't even know how many years ago. I originally had a different account, and he was every day telling me to do it. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know how to use it. I don't know what, you know, I don't know anything about it. And the company I was at, we just used the name of the company, and we just started doing it. And I just saw how it worked. And we grew that account to, you know, a pretty high number. And then when I left to come to this, you know, this facility here in Sousa at East Fitness, I had a huge opportunity. So I just wanted to start fresh, and I just used my name. And, you know, I've been here in this facility about 2 years, and just seeing how much it grows and how much response you get once you put something on social media, it's just wild.
I just think from the Instagram perspective, like, when you go through Mike Kaplan 100's Instagram page, you'll go in there and you're like, okay, this person plays for Duke. Okay, this person plays for Iona. Okay, this person plays for Slag. This makes me interested to go there. Yeah. And on top of that, they're doing some wild things. I'm like, yo, how does Mike have all of this time? So just talk about, what is it like for you when you see sniper.xo being featured on that page of, like, you doing something? Like, does it evoke some specific emotion, especially, like, when you're pitted against and sandwiched with these other athletes?
Not even just the Instagram, but being here and actually working out next to them, like, oh, we're the same. We're both here to work hard. We're both here to get things done. It's like I said, it's like a safe space here. It's like, we are one. Like, you're going to work hard, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to do what I can to make sure that you get better, and vice versa. It's like everyone kind of, I don't know anyone that doesn't get along here. We're all cool with each other.
What did you feel initially, personally, when you started doing this Instagram thing and then getting the response from different athletes? Did it make you feel like, now I need to start strategizing this thing? Or did it make you feel like a different way of doing it?
Yeah, no, 100%. It's like, you don't even, you know, I didn't know what to say when I was posting a picture of somebody. What words am I saying and which pictures am I posting? Like, I didn't realize how much work it really was every single day to keep the content going and, you know, to keep promoting the athletes. And I didn't realize how much promoting them helps them as well and better, you know, their future and just give more people an opportunity to see them doing something that helps them. But I definitely, when I first started out and the responses came, I didn't realize how much work just, I mean, that's like a full-time job in itself.
Oh, I know. Now that I've taken a lot of the responsibility, how do you feel now that you're getting support from the Referee Rant brand?
Definitely helps a lot. I have, you know, we have people here that help as well. And you, you know, doing everything, you know, verbiage-wise, you know, just saves a lot more time. And, you know, let the people that are good at what they do, do it and let them help me.
Okay, let me stop hijacking your show. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
So, you know, with all what you guys were just saying, I think one of the most, most different things here is how we have so many different types of athletes that all come together. And, you know, here for the same time, whether it's a kid playing at, you know, UNC or Northwestern and they're with, you know, somebody who's just a high school kid and, you know, the relationship that they have with the younger kids and how they take them under their wing. And then when the college kids leave, how the, you know, high school kids that were just looking up to these college kids and pros, like, you know, superheroes, now they have 9th and 10th graders looking up to them. So it's kind of, you know, reverse role. I just think that's such a special thing. You know, when you're here, did you think that it was going to be like that when you first got here, or you just thought it was going to be a workout when you came with
Anastasia? I didn't expect to make friends. Like, I just came here to work out and go home. Like, I thought it was just, you know, a facility where we come, we train hard, and we leave. No, like, extra.
So what is it like, you know, obviously working here, you have another part-time job, and you're playing softball at Farmdale State, plus going to class. How do you just, you know, daily life manage, you know, all those different things?
At first it was very difficult because it was like a lot happened all at once. But then I kind of just like took a step back and I was like, all right, now we have to manage our time and just deal with it and just get through it. So I wake up in the morning and I go to class. Right after class, I come right here. Once we're done here, I go home, do some homework, and then just go right to sleep for the next day, you know, just clockwork.
So, you know, with the pandemic going on and softball, you know, not sure what's going to happen in the spring, I always ask the athletes that come on this podcast what if they have any wild superstitions. Do you have anything that's...
Oh, I'm a softball player. I have a ton of superstitions.
Like every inning, every pitch, or is it all pregame?
Some is during the game, like my bat on one side, it says like the brand. So in the games, I like to hit on the words. Like I make sure my bat is facing out. The ball goes further, apparently, yep. You know, before the game, I have to get my ritual sandwich that I've gotten every pregame in high school. Since I was in 9th grade, I've been keeping it strong. What else? That's pretty much it for the regular superstitions, you know, just like calm.
Yeah.
Superstitions.
What do you think is going to happen? This, you know, you being an outdoor sport, and you know, hopefully the spring, you know, this virus goes away. What are the chances you think you're going to play?
To be honest, I really don't know. I'm praying we do play. You know, we're not technically considered as a high risk sport, so maybe there's some type of chance, but you know, only time will tell. You never know what's going on in the world today. Things change in a second.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you guys get a chance to play. You know, you being a trainer here, you being an athlete, what advice would you give, you know, younger kids just coming up that, you know, have a goal to play in college, whether it's, you know, Division 3, Division 1? What advice would you give somebody?
Definitely just don't give up on yourself, because there's definitely going to be people in the world that's going to say it's too hard, your dreams are too big, that it's not feasible or possible. But if you can put your mind to it and you can get to a facility even remotely like this, or even East in general, like, it will help you get to where you want to get to. You just have to push yourself past your limits and know that that's what you truly want to do.
That's really important for younger kids coming up, you know, just to keep working hard, never give up. I think it's time now we have some fun. We're going to go keep it 100 with Mike Kaplan. One word answer, rapid fire.
All right, let's go.
You ready to roll?
Yeah.
I got to think of something funny for you, though.
Yeah,
since,
you got to make it interesting.
Working for me or working for your part-time job?
You.
Easy.
Getting fired on site when you get back.
I mean, hey.
Sleds or resistance bands?
Sleds.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Hip-hop.
J. Cole or Drake?
How are you hesitating? You just told me you love Drake as your favorite.
Because J. Cole's my number two.
So then you just answered your question.
Okay, Drake.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify, Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix, Hulu?
Netflix.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Donuts, easily.
What kind?
Oh, in the fall, like apple crisp.
Damn, you just got a season?
In the winter, definitely like Boston cream. And like the springtime is like blueberry glaze.
Great stuff. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for helping, you know, be a trainer here and, you know, be a great role model for these younger athletes. Hopefully you have a softball season. Wish you the best of luck. And thank you so much.
Thank you. No problem.